us up to date on the bailout.
Well, as Mark has suggested, almost anything can happen when you have that much money at stake in Washington. But at this point, any sort of bailout of the auto industry does appear to be separate from the financial bailout, and it's something that will be discussed in the congressional session that gets going next week. David Herzenhorn of the New York Times is covering that story. And the congressional leaders want a bailout fast-tracked, David. And first of all, what are the numbers that they're talking about? And given that there's already ostensibly been a disagreement between President Bush and President-elect Obama about this, can this lame duck Congress actually preempt President Bush before Barack Obama takes office?
No. Good morning, John. The answer is that whatever the Congress passes in the upcoming lame duck session, President Bush would still have to sign. So there, this has been a little bit of a waiting game as congressional leaders look for a signal from the White House about what were they willing to do, not just on the auto industry, but first on sort of a broader economic stimulus package that would include unemployment, extension of unemployment benefits, food stamp increase, infrastructure spending, public works projects to get more jobs going. So, the president still, President Bush, still has, the final authority here to sign or veto a bill. The numbers that they're talking about are at least $25 billion. There were $25 billion in loans that Congress approved before it left for the campaign this fall that the White House is saying, why don't you focus there? That money has some strings attached to it that basically from last year's energy bill say they have to use that money for increasing energy efficiency on cars. The White House is saying, couldn't you speed up that money and loosen the strings there before you start monkeying around with the $700 billion bailout? But we still don't know how this is going to play out.
Let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, when the rescue plan was being debated, it was suddenly discovered that House Republicans were an unexpected obstructionist group here. Is there any likelihood that the dynamics of this debate are going to present some difficulties for Nancy Pelosi and the Senate leadership?
Well, a lame duck congressional session is always a little unpredictable. I mean, consider that dozens of the lawmakers coming back to Washington are either retiring or they've been defeated. They were voted out of office. Some of them are not in the best of moods. They're not about to give in on something that, for any reason, they think is a bad idea. And so it does raise a whole series of questions about who would object under what grounds. I mean, is it that the $700 billion should have gone only for financial companies? I mean, in the end, the money is fungible, right? It's all coming from the taxpayers. It's all charged to the national credit card at the moment.
Right. And that's an Amex card, we understand, as of yesterday. Now, David, the auto industry reported last week, Ford and General Motors reported last week that they were burning through cash at something on the order of $3 billion a month. That's collectively. It varies from company to company. Is Congress likely to do anything that's going to help them in time to even matter?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, and that's the reason, obviously, that Speaker Pelosi is pushing this right now, on the fear that when GM talks about, we'll run out of money in mid, 2009, that in fact could be, 3 weeks away. Who knows? We've seen some of these things, snowball very quickly, certainly on the financial institution side. So they're going to try, but you were just talking to Mark Landler about, how hard it is to get the oversight up and running. Congress, a legislative body, is not built to, turn on a dime and move real fast. So it may not happen, quick enough.
And in fact, the quickest thing might be to make the auto industry bank holding companies and put them in touch with this sort of $60 billion worth of money from the federal treasury. David Herzenhorn, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
David Herzenhorn, reporter for The New York Times, talking about a bailout for the auto industry that the Democratic leadership in Congress wants to fast track. But what do our listeners think? CN writes on our website, no dough for the auto industry. It's been a money pit since the 80s. I worked at the American Motor Company, AMC, and Chrysler bailouts way back then. They haven't changed. They're as myopic as they've ever been. Let them die and fund the transition of workers to more gainful employment. And that's just one comment.
I know. And Michael Burchill writes on our website, website. Not 1 cent for Detroit. Enough. I feel for the automotive workers, but the big three should live or die by the quality of their products, same as the rest of us in the broader economy.
Kirsten Wuckland writes on our website, having grown up in Detroit and moved to New York 10 years ago, I don't think New Yorkers fully understand what the auto industry means to the region of Detroit. Other than parents who worked at local retail or medical businesses, I knew not a single adult employed by any industry other than the auto industry. Detroit is a company town.
What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.